The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Wrapping up Hour 1 here on a Monday night, a best of show, as we listen back to a few of our favorite interviews from the past few weeks. Last segment, we heard the first half of a conversation Jessica had with Ian Eagle from a week ago. And now we pick up that conversation with Jessica asking Ian about calling Husker basketball when Keisei Tominaga was on the court.
Yeah, you talk about someone who wore his emotions on his sleeve and the roller coaster ride that it was. I just enjoyed his whole persona, his whole attitude. That team was incredibly likable, too. They went on a nice run. This was two seasons ago, so not this past season, but the 23-24 season. Yeah, it was a blast. He just wore his emotions on his sleeve, and you knew exactly what he was thinking because he showed it, and fans appreciated it. That was a lot of fun. I just know how much sports means in Lincoln, and this is one of those jobs that you dream about. And for Kyle, he's going to take the job and do the job with humility, but also with the confidence that he's done all the work necessary to be ready for an opportunity like this.
So being that you've covered college basketball for a long time, it's noted, we're sick of saying it, Nebraska, the only Power 5, now Power 4 school that hasn't won an NCAA tournament game. You've been around the game for a long time. You know Coach Hoiberg. How much do you believe he's going to get this program over that hump?
Yeah, I believe in him. I just know that he's a tireless worker, that he's done it before. So this is not something where this is foreign to him. He's been a winner. He's done it at multiple levels, as we know, certainly as a player, highly successful, and then as a coach. So everything would indicate to me that the program is serious about doing this the right way. We're obviously in a new age of college sports, and specifically college basketball. The one part that has struck me now more than ever, you always had to be a really good talent evaluator to be a head coach or as part of a coaching staff in college basketball. But now more than ever, because of the turnover in roster year to year, you got to know when you are out there trying to convince a player to come to your school and you're recruiting them hard and now you're paying money for them to be a part of your program. You got to nail these. This is no longer, okay, no big deal. We'll just reload and start over. In order to be a consistent winner, some teams might have a little more leeway just based on the finances, but you gotta know what you're looking at, and you gotta know that this is a player that really fits with what you want to do. And I believe that Fred Hoiberg is that kind of coach, that he knows the ones that could make a difference for his program. So if you're a Nebraska fan, you should believe in your head coach. He's done it, and there's no doubt in my mind he can do it again.
Graysef, I just got one more for you. I'm a Thunder fan, so Oklahoma City Thunder winning the title last night. I'm really on a high horse today, you know, celebrating the Thunder win. But how exciting is that storyline? I know I'm a little biased, but just the fact of what Oklahoma City was able to do and win their first title last night.
Well, first, congratulations, because to see this team, the way they did it, the way this franchise built itself over the last few years, this is going to be studied in NBA history books forever, based on the fact that it's a small market team, so right out of the gate, you get points. It's not easy. It's not simple. Second, to do it in the salary cap era. And third, to do it organically, to do it through the draft and some key trades and free agent signings. They have now set up the blueprint, Sam Presti has, of how to do this. We know the tanking mentality in the NBA is one that became very popular and in vogue, but it didn't translate into championships. What Philadelphia did, Utah's tried to do it, some other teams. And what Oklahoma City did was just really prudent and smart. They had a plan. And by the way, they knocked it out of the park on a number of draft picks, and it wasn't necessarily the number one overall pick. They saw something in players that others may not have seen. And you look up and down their roster, these were players that most teams in the NBA could have had, but they saw something. And that shows you a great deal in scouting. Also shows you that they believed in a head coach in Mark Daigneault, who had been at the G League as their head coach. Nobody knew who this guy was. Nobody. And they saw something. That, to me, just showed that it requires. And then, obviously, you make a move like they did with the Clippers for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It changed the whole organization. It changed everything. So I just salute them. It was a just fantastic season. Paid off with a Game 7 win. They won it going away. You maybe had a nervous moment when Indiana made a little bit of a run in the fourth quarter, but never to the point where you didn't think that this was going to be a championship for OKC. So congratulations for the NBA. To me, this is a really good sign that if you do things the right way, if you build your program in the correct manner, you can experience this. The problem for the rest of the NBA is that the Thunder might win a whole bunch of these when it's all said and done. So other teams now have to try to catch up.
Oh, I love it. And I hope you're right. I hope this is the first of many. I think it's set up to do so. We'll see if it comes to fruition. Thank you so much for your perspective on Kyle Crooks and also basketball. We appreciate your time. And hopefully we'll have you on again soon when Kyle's officially started and we can all chat together.
Yeah, that would be great. Really appreciate it. Congratulations to the Nebraska program getting a great broadcaster, a terrific person. I just think it's going to be the perfect fit.
Ian Eagle on Sports Nightly last week. A reminder that Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. That'll do it for hour one of the show. Thanks for tuning in. We still have another hour of interviews coming up in hour two, so come on back for that as Sports Nightly rolls along here on a Monday night.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.